Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy, yeah, that one. Kathy is one of the great members of our Brain Trust. She's our social media specialist. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and we turn to her on a regular basis to get her to help us navigate the treacherous waters of social media for small business. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be back.
It's good to have you back, Kathy. I have to say this: 3-4 years ago, when social media started turning into, when I said that it's not going to be a fad, it's not going to go away, it's going to catch on, but it is apparently a craze. Even in those days when I was calling myself the social media heretic, I said, guys, use it, learn from it, build communities with it, but don't trust these guys. They're never going to be your friend. They're only going to have their own interests. The people who own the platform.
True.
The people who own the
That's
platform.
True.
Now, how genius was my wisdom, Kathy?
Well, yeah, you're right there. You're right there.
Oh, that's okay. That's all I'm getting from you? I'm not getting... You won't say genius. Go ahead, Kathy.
So, well, I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about Facebook's new privacy features.
There you go.
Because, it's really interesting. There's just all kinds of issues around privacy with social media and
yep.
who gets to see what. And so they rolled out all these new privacy features. But the interesting thing is it just is to make it easier for you to manage your privacy, but it doesn't change any of the rules for what
right.
shows, and so that's pretty interesting. But it is better that we have some privacy shortcuts where we can actually make some changes where it makes sense. Before, they were buried so deep you couldn't figure mm-hmm. out where to go to change mm-hmm. something. So
at least Facebook has improved that part of it a little bit.
Yes, and a big part of it is in context education. So as you're doing something, you can make a choice on whether you want it to be private or not. And so you have some flexibility mm-hmm. in an action. Mm-hmm. Another area is with the apps, the apps permissions,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of those apps, when you say, oh, yeah, I want to connect with this app into Facebook, it gave them permission to do anything with your account. And now they've split that out so that you can actually decide whether you're going to give them full permission or break that down.
How much do you trust them to maintain that?
Well, I mean, I think that, now that you have a choice on whether you're going to let them write and read your account, that's really write to and read your account. That's really important that they've separated that.
Mm-hmm.
Because some apps, if you're using something like a Hootsuite, they're going to have to write to your account because you're mm-hmm. making a post
right.
in a third party app.
Right.
That in other apps, there is no need for it. And you're going, well, why would I give them full permission to read and write to my social platform? So it's nice that they have split that out to give you some control at a little bit anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so, and, you know, I'll tell you, again, as a social media heretic, Kathy, I just have to say, I don't think we should do anything on someone else's platform that we wouldn't mind other people knowing about. Because I just,
absolutely,
I just don't think,
absolutely.
I don't think you can count on your stuff ever not being exposed or compromised. What do you think?
Oh, I agree, absolutely. And you know, never post
young
or
people,
do anything.
Young people,
we don't want national news.
Young people are children whom we love very much. Are you listening?
Yes.
Right.
I hope they are.
Well, they do seem to have less of an antenna about these things. And
that's true.
And kids, I say this with great affection and concern. But you know, you really got to think a little bit more about privacy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Instagram, another great player in the social media world. 20 Tail, right back with Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.